a wonderful, glorious Lord's Day. Amen. We have a new brother in Christ, Brother Steve. His angels in heaven rejoice, we rejoice as well. So we're thankful for his obedience on this morning. We're looking at lying, cheating, and stealing. We've covered lying two Sundays ago and cheating on last Sunday, and on this Sunday we're looking at stealing. There are many things that we steal or we take and we don't think anything about it. I'm looking around. If any of y'all try to steal a nap this morning, I'm going to come to you and I'm going to take it back. Well, I might be lying on that. I may not leave the podium. But rest assured that we want to do the things that are pleasing and accepting in the sight of God. Amen. Jesus stole away to pray. That's okay. It's a good theft. Sometimes we steal a kiss from a baby or from our loved ones. That's a good thing. Unless they say no. No means no. Can't steal something if that person tells you no and you take it, you've stolen it. We have to consider what stealing is all about and how God views it. As little children, we learn from watching others. And we began to grow and to continue to watch others, and we find out some of the things that we've been doing are wrong. And I was listening to the baby earlier, and I don't know if the baby was saying stop or what. Was he saying stop? See, that's a good thing, learning early, hollering out that word stop. And I believe that that's what we need to do sometimes. We need to stop doing some things that God is displeased with. Teach our children to stop. Stop lying, stop cheating, and stop stealing. It would be good if they would never start those things, but they do. And it's displeasing to God. Here it says in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 and 10, you've heard the scripture reference. We went through verse 11. Because remember, some of us were some of these things. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexual immoral, nor the idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. So let's figure this thing out. If we want to talk about thieves, what is a thief? A thief or stealing is one that takes another person's property without permission or legal right and without intending to return it. Does that fit your bill? Can you see yourself in that? That you went and you took something, someone else's property, without their permission or legal right to have it, and then once you may even go and ask them for it. Can I borrow this? And they say yes, and like, you're not going to get this back. You have stolen something. You have stolen something. And so we need to understand that thieves will not inherit the kingdom of God. If you don't believe that, keep on stealing. And wait until the last day, and you will see that you will not get there. Let's look at a few quotes on stealing, because I mean you can probably figure out some yourself. You can probably think of some of your favorite sayings about stealing. But let's look at a few quotes here. Just a couple of them. Some of them are old and some of them are new. My trash can got stolen 5 times. Finally, the owner just let me have it. You understand that? He didn't beat him up. It was someone else's trash can. He just thought it was his. So that's what happens many times. We have had something for so long, we think it's ours, and the owner come back and ask for it, And you say, this is mine. So they say, okay, well, you can just have it. You actually stole that. And you forced them to give it to you and to say it is yours. Nobody steals books but your friends. Anyone ever borrowed a book from you and never returned it? Your friends. You don't generally loan a book to an enemy. But a friend has come and asked you for your book and never returned it. I have a couple on my shelf over there like that. Now, I've actually told the owners, you know, I still have your book. They say, oh, that's all right. I bought another one. You know, but at least I admit it to them. I still had it. This is a good one right here. Y'all had to be here to y'all had to be, y'all had, would have had to been there to appreciate this one. I'm going to give you a little story on this one. I see it in your eyes. The lawnmower is yours. In Texas, the thief on the corner. I was in Texas and I was cutting the church lawn and I walked in the building for a little while and I just happened to look out the window and a man was putting my lawnmower in his trunk. And I walked out there and I said, what are you doing? He said, this is my lawnmower. I said, no, it's not. He said, yes, it is. I said, no, it's not. He said, it is. I said, look now. He said, I live right down the street there and this is my lawnmower. I said, look, I purchased this lawnmower and I said, it's all right. Got my phone out and I was getting ready to call 911. He said, I see it in your eyes. He said, the lawnmower is yours. Can you believe that? That's a true story. I wouldn't lie to you. Borrowers don't steal except from human beings, said the boy. That's true. You can't steal from anybody else. You can't borrow from anybody else except for another person. So we need to accept that. And this one here just threw me for a loop. We used to sneak stuff out of that house, said the lady, not realizing that as they were sneaking stuff, they were stealing. Can you believe that? That's another true story, isn't it? Yes, it is. Sneaking is stealing. So we need to be very careful what we do and how we say we're doing and try to call it by another name. Stealing is stealing and is displeasing unto God. Things people steal. Oh, formulate in your mind some things that you've stolen before because you thought they were right, and you may see one or two of them up here, if not three or four. Identity. Yeah, none of us is guilty of that or stealing anyone else's identity. But many times as play and as children, we have acted like or pretended to be someone else. My dad tried to steal my identity one time when someone called the house and said, may I speak to Melvin? And he just said, this is Melvin. He know good and well wasn't no little girl calling him, asking for him. A grown lady maybe, but not a little girl. So he was trying to steal my identity. Identity theft is wrong. People have been stolen. You may not understand that, but when we get to the scripture reference, you'll see what I'm saying. People have been stolen. Clothes have been stolen. Go into the stores and people steal. They go into the dressing room and they come out, you know, 10 pounds heavier than they went in. They've stole some clothes. You've gone to the laundromat and they say, do not leave. The sign is there. We're not responsible for your items. Do not leave clothes unattended. But you say, I got to run to the store real quick to do some things. And you come back and your clothes are gone. You get to school the next day. Or your mom, you know, she went to do the laundry and you get to school the next day as a child and some of your classmates is wearing your clothes. They stole your things. Cars have been stolen. Cars have been stolen. Have you ever had a car stolen from you? Some of y'all thought the car was stolen, but it was actually repossessed. But some cars have been stolen. Livestock have been stolen. You, some of y'all have never dealt with livestock before, but people have lost cattle to relatives. They have stolen these things. In some cities or some states, it's still a hanging offense. Copper. You see the houses that says, have a big sign on there, no copper in here. Copper has been taken out. In some cases, it's been taken out by a thief. Other cases, it's been taken out by the owner because he don't want no one else to go in there and take it. What about candy? If you have never stolen a piece of candy, my hat's off to you. I'm guilty. I may not just be guilty of this one. I'm going to tell you I'm guilty of this one, though. I stole a whole lot of candy. I stole some candy from a little store we used to shop at when we were kids, or used to steal from when we was kids. And the man who saw me get the candy, actually it wasn't candy, I don't think, that day. It was something else, but I was stealing. And as I was leaving the store, he came out of the store, and he said, "Stop, stop." And I did not stop. I ran across a four-lane highway, and he shouted out, "You can't catch a thief if you shoot him in the leg." Wasn't going to catch me that day. Wasn't going to catch me that day. I was stealing. It was wrong. And we have to understand that God is displeased with it. What about toys? As kids, you know, I'm taking this home with me. Your mom and dad ask you where you got that from, and you say, "Oh, such and such gave it to me." But actually, you stole it. What about food? You go into a restaurant, and you sit there, and you have a good meal, and you leave without paying. You're stealing some food. There's a restaurant in El Nopal on 31. They got pictures of people. This person has stolen, and they put the amount of the ticket up there. They've stolen food. We need to be careful with those type of things. Pay for what you get. Cookies. Who has ever got caught with a hand in a cookie jar? You were stolen cookies when mom and dad told you not to eat anymore, but yet you went in there and tried to sneak one. You was actually stealing one. Money. That's one that most definitely that will get you into a whole lot of trouble, as the rest will. But money. We steal sometimes when people give us too much change, and we count it and we just laugh and put the money in our pocket, go home and tell a whole lot of people about what has happened. You've stolen. You steal money when you go to the grocery store or something took for your parents, and you say, "You know, I must have lost that money somewhere," but yet you've kept it for yourself. You've stolen that money. And then, of course, books once again. And there's a whole lot of more things that you can list that people have stolen. But stealing is wrong. And we will pay for it if we're thieves. We need to stop stealing. In the book of Exodus chapter 21, verse 16. Exodus chapter 21, verse 16. Just wanted to give you a couple of things that people have stolen in their lives. And a couple of things that you have stolen in your lives. And we need to quit stealing because it is wrong. Kidnapping is a form of stealing. We find in the book of Exodus chapter 21, verse 16, where we talk about stealing people. It says, "And he that stealeth a man and selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death." This was under the old law. This was in the Old Testament, where people were stealing people and doing what with them? They were selling them. They were selling them as slaves. So we have to understand that that's wrong. They were stealing people, going possibly into people's homes and taking them, or going to over into their community and taking them, wherever they were. They were stealing these people and going and selling them. It's wrong. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. And some of your Bibles, especially the one I'm reading out of, it's going to say men stealers. But it's talking about the same thing. It's talking about kidnappers. People that steal people. You know, when you go across the state line after you kidnap someone, I believe then it's considered to be a federal offense. I really don't know. I've just been looking at a little TV. But that's wrong to steal someone or kidnap someone. And we need to understand that a lot of times, in order to keep these things from happening, we need to stay where we're supposed to be. We keep an eye on our children because we don't want them to be kidnapped. We don't want anyone to be a men stealer of our children or even of ourselves. So we need to protect ourselves from individuals like this. 1 Timothy 1, verse 10. 1 Timothy 1, verse 10. Let me get over there. I'm in the wrong book. Not the wrong chapter, but the wrong book. 1 Timothy 1, verse 10. Scripture reads, "For whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured people, of persons, And if there be anything that is contrary to sound doctrine, God is displeased with these things. So abduction is a form of stealing. So therefore, we need to understand that when you see someone that's being abducted, we need to call 911. We need to report them. We need to do what we can in order to protect those people. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 2. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 2. You've given something to someone, and you hope that they will take good care of it, but many times these people don't. When you are entrusted with the safekeeping of something and you lose it or it becomes damaged by your neglect, then it is stealing. It is stealing. When someone comes to get their property, you make up some excuse, well, I lost it, or I broke that a week ago and I threw it away, you know, because sometimes they'll say, let me have the pieces. I possibly could, you know, glue that back together. Oh, I threw it away. And they come over your house and you forget that they're coming, and there it sits, displayed. You've stolen that. And there for that person to ask you for it back. Then you say, no, this is mine. But the scripture says in Leviticus chapter 6, verse 2, if a soul sin and commit a trespass against the Lord and lie unto his neighbor in that which was delivered him to keep, or in fellowship, or in a thing taken away by violence, or had deceived his neighbor. Keep on reading. It said, or have, well, we're going to get to this next one in just a moment, so I'm going to go ahead and read it too, in Leviticus chapter 6, verse 3. It says, or have found that which was lost and lied concerning it, and sweared falsely in any of all these that a man doeth, sinning therein. So it's a sin. When you take something that's not yours, or when you told to keep something that's not yours to someone else, and you lose it, or you break it, you destroy it, you've stolen it. You need to replace it. You need to replace it. You have to be careful. You find something, you know it's not yours. You take it to the lost and found. You report what you have found. And sometimes they will say, well, after X amount of days, there's no one come and, you know, claim it. It's yours. Then we find in the book of Leviticus chapter 19, verse 35 through 37, that merchants can steal by using dishonest scales. A lot of times when we go into the grocery stores, we steal from the merchant. Because when we put those grapes on the scale, and they say a pound of grapes, and we've already ate a half a pound before we gotten up there. So we're stealing from the merchant. We need to be careful with those things. When we want to blame the merchant for having his scales messed up, what about what you have already taken? So all he probably is doing is really trying to get back what you have already taken. So let's be careful with those type of things. Leviticus 19:13, an employee can steal by not paying wages on time. When a person needs his money because he's done the work, then that's exactly what that employer needs to do. Needs to pay that person. I was working for a man one time, and he refused to pay me. Oh, I was upset. And he used to always say he was Mrs. Arnold's best son. I said, no, you're Miss Arnold's worst son. Because you asked me to do a job for you. I did that job. Then you didn't want to pay me. Didn't work for me anymore after I got my money. I finally got my money. But we have to understand that when someone does work for you, that person deserves payment. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 13. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. Now the jobs that we have now, we don't go and we don't get paid every day, at least not on some jobs. Some you do. But it says when that man completes that job, this is what the scriptures are teaching here, then that person deserves to be paid. Luke chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Luke chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. We've heard about dishonest judges. We've heard about men taking bribes for one thing or another. And here we find scripture that says that these things is wrong. Luke chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Luke chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Them came also publicans to be baptized, and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? And he said unto them, Exact no more than that which is appointed to you. Don't take no more than what's appointed to you. If you do, you're stealing. He said, and the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, what shall we do? And he said unto them, do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. Be content. Don't ask for no more. Don't take no less. Don't take what is not yours. If you do, you are stealing. In the book of Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 13. At the beginning of Jesus' ministry, he cleared the temple, and at the end of his ministry, he cleared the temple as well. Because people continue to do things that are wrong. You know, sometimes we need to take consideration what Jesus did at the beginning and end of his ministry, and we need to look at what we're doing today. And sometimes we need to clear some things out. We need to get some things straight. Look at the signs sometimes that's posted around, and I look at the different advertisements that are made about different people doing this or doing that. This person is coming to sing, and they so call themselves a gospel singer, and the ticket is going to cost you $99 to hear this person sing. I want to ask you a simple question. Does the Bible teach that we're supposed to pay to hear someone else sing? Or does the Scriptures teach that we're all supposed to sing and admonish one another? And then you see these other men coming, and, you know, this great speaker is coming to town, and he's coming to town, and you got to reserve your ticket today. And as you're reserving your ticket, they ask you to say, and pay your money. See, you don't come to a place, or you don't go to a place to pay to hear someone proclaim God's word. And here in Matthew chapter 21, as he was clearing the temple, these people, they were making money off of what they should have been giving people, or what people should have been getting from them in order to, you know, make sacrifices unto God. But yet they were making money. Matthew 21, verses 12 and 13. 12 and 13. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that said and bought, that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. We're stealing. He, look what it says. Now, he just didn't clear out the ones that were selling, but he also cleared out the ones that were buying. Both. Guilty. He said, y'all get out of here. And so we have to keep those type of things in mind when we look at stealing. Charging for something that ought to be free is stealing. You have a service that, we make that announcement here that we offer free home Bible correspondence courses and free home Bible study. When you go into that home, or they send you that correspondence course and you put a little invoice in there and say, you need to send us X amount of dollars, and we've said it's free, we're stealing. We're stealing, but we don't do that here. We don't steal for spreading the gospel. We make it known that the CDs that we have, if you know, you request one, it's free of charge. It's free of charge. And when you start charging people for it, oh, we got to do this right here. We got to pay for, you know, all this other stuff. If we have to start doing that, we just need to quit making them. We need to quit doing it. But people are charging for something that should be free. Something that should be free. Biblical principles against stealing. Best way to keep from stealing is to get a job. No doubt in my mind. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. There's a lot of people that are out there on the corners that, you know, they're saying that they'll do this, they'll do that, and if you don't give them anything, you know, they may walk around, they may start stealing. Best thing for those people to do again is get a job. Let him who stole steal no longer. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. You know who they give to when they go out and get a job? They go out and give to those other people that used to steal with them, and now they have a job so they can help them. You don't have to steal no more. I have a job. I'm gonna give you some things. Well, I know what it feels like not to have a job, so I'm going to help you out. Get a job. Get a job. Work so you would have something to eat. You don't have to go out and steal food if you go out and get a job. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, the verse 12. Those that were busybodies, those that were meddlers of other people's affairs. He said, get out and get a job. Work. Now them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. Working, it hasn't ever, I'm going to say it, you say, well, no, I remember this guy died from working. Working hasn't ever killed anybody. An honest day's work is what we all need to do in order for us to enjoy our meals. We don't have to steal. We don't have to go get the neighbor's, you know, pig or anything like that. Y'all, you know, here in Kentucky and what was it, West Virginia, the Hatfields and McCoys stealing the man's pig. You don't have to do those type of things if you get out and work and do the things that are right. Y'all need to do some research on those individuals too. They were members of the Lord's church. They knew stealing was wrong, but yet they still did it. Biblical principles against stealing. Repay what you have taken if you are able. Have to say that part. If you are able. Some things we can never repay, but some things we can. Because we have actually gotten out there and we have had the means. We're working. And we have taken this from someone. Now we find out it's wrong. We go over and repay it. And, you know, sometimes when you try to repay some things, the person may tell you, that's okay. Don't worry about it. I understand what you were going through. I understand why you've done it. Now, go ahead and you just keep it for yourself. Luke chapter 19, verse 8. Zacchaeus, when he wanted to see Jesus, the Bible says that he ran up into a sycamore tree for he wanted to see Jesus. And when Jesus saw him, they made eye contact. And he said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. Today, I must eat in your house. And you know what happened because of that? Zacchaeus received salvation. And here's his attitude. This should be all of our attitude when we understand what we have done is wrong and we have been, you know, given forgiveness from someone else. This is what our attitude should be. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. He gave up some things. Half of his goods, he said, I give to the poor. Not to those that already have, but he said, I give to the poor half of my goods. And then I'm going to go a step further. If I've taken anything from anybody else by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. That's the attitude to have. When you understand that you've done something wrong, you need to correct it. Many people do not have that attitude. And last, the ways of a thief. Can't trust them, that's for sure. Cannot trust a thief. You do not invite a thief into your home. You do not allow a thief to ride in your car when you have stuff laying on the seat. You move all that stuff to the back seat, and there he is in the front seat, and you watch him. You watch him. Now, I want you to know something, though, about a man that was a thief. Was a thief. You do not still have to invite him into your home. You still don't tempt him with things that he might steal. But you have to know that if he's asked for forgiveness, you need to forgive him. You need to forgive him. And don't hold those things over his head. Trust in the Lord. John 10:10. The scripture said, the thief cometh not but for to steal. And to kill and to destroy. See, the thief is on a mission. He's on a mission. He has an agenda, and he wants to fulfill that agenda. Is he walking around with it written on his forehead, I'm a thief? Does he have a shirt that says, I'm a thief? Some of them do. They got that shirt, I'm a thief. She said, oh man, they just bought that shirt down at the dollar store. He's not really a thief until he leaves your house and you're looking for something. And you start blaming it on other people. You know, that's what I do. If I'm missing something in my house, if you've been there, guess who gets the blame? I found my bird feeder, Sister Latonya. I accused Sister Latonya of throwing away my bird feeders or my hummingbird feeders. I found them last night. So she didn't steal them. She didn't throw them away. She didn't destroy them. I found them. But a thief has an agenda. He comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But look what the Bible says about Jesus. The Bible says, now not this scripture here, but the Bible says that Jesus shall come as a thief in the night. As a thief in the night. As a thief. He's not a thief. For the Bible says, I come that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I want us to understand that. That Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. He came to save His people from their sins. He didn't come to destroy them. The only thing that you can probably relate Stephen with Jesus is he's hoping to steal some people away from Satan, as Brother Steve was this morning. Snatched out of the hands of Satan. Stolen away from Satan. Now, does he want him back? Yes, he does. Can he have him? No. We're going to keep praying for him. We're going to keep uplifting him. We're going to keep teaching him, and hopefully he will remain faithful unto death. Now, if he falls short, if we fall short, we can only blame self. We've stolen eternal life from ourselves if we die in our sins. And that's a sin in itself. When we turn our backs on the Lord. This morning, if you are not a child of God, why not? Why not come and make the confession that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? And have your sins washed away in the watery grave of baptism. Why not? Maybe you're here and you're strayed away from the fold and you're ready to come back. Why not come to confess your faults and ask for prayers that you may be strengthened? You know, the good thing about serving God is that He's not going to ask you to do anything that no one else has done. He's not going to add to His Word. He's not going to take away from it like men do. His Word stays the same. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever, just as He is. Why not serve Him? Why not come back to Him? If you're here and you're subject to the invitation, we ask you to please come as we stand and sing.